My bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need always discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. More than a month since bin workers began striking in Birmingham, talks are expected to resume today between the Unite Union and the City Council. On Monday, the union rejected a fresh offer, which the authority called very, very fair. But Conservative councillor Mirion Jenkins isn't happy with the way Labour and the administration is dealing with the situation.
It'll be shocking to residents that the leader of the council isn't attending the negotiations. Clearly, something needs to be done. And I find it very surprising that he wouldn't feel the need to be there and hear the discussions in person.
The government says more than 100 bin lorries are leaving depots each morning. Donald Trump's administration says it's looking at trade deals drafted by more than 15 countries. Yesterday, US Vice President J.D. Vance said he believes the UK will get a great agreement because of the president's affection for the country. A charity says it wants more open conversations about struggles with gambling, saying 85,000 children aged 11 to 17 in Britain are currently experiencing gambling harm. According to Gamble Aware, nearly a third of people have seen adverts for gambling before the age of 17, and almost two-thirds say advertising for it is everywhere. More than 1,000 miles of roadworks will be lifted across England over the Easter weekend to try and ease travel times. National highways will remove nearly all of them by 6 a.m. tomorrow, meaning most of its network will be free of traffic cones. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Middle of the night, midweek on Classic FM. Bill Overton here. Our time for the Hall of Fame. Just over 2 days to the brand new countdown. This by Mozart used to be top 10.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM. Thank you.
Classic FM's Hall of Fame 383 for an early Wednesday. Two entries by Arturo Marquez, that being the highest, is Dan's on number two. We heard the Simon Bolivar Orchestra of Venezuela there, conducted by Gustavo Dudamel. Before, it was Mozart, one of his 13 current entries, originally top 10 in the very first Hall of Fame chart. 1996, the Piano Concerto number 21, the second movement, Maurizio Pollini it was, with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Bill Overton here with you on Classic FM to another dance now. Handel from his Music for the Royal Fireworks. Zefiro Ensemble playing the Bourrée from Music for the Royal Fireworks by Handel. Took a tumble in 2023, recovered, in 2024. What about 2025? Well, you'll find out over this four-day holiday weekend. Classic FM Hall of Fame countdown starts Friday morning, Good Friday, 9 a.m. Our Hall of Fame hour this morning, starting with more Mozart. Dan Walker in for that later. Classic FM breakfast on the way. Wednesday, so it's One Piece Y. Listener Myra will be taking us back to the Hebrides a little later. If you have a piece of music you absolutely adore, and there's a reason why, make sure Dan Walker knows. He's here from breakfast, here this morning from 6:30.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
helping make an easy way into Wednesday. Amelia Myers' Piano Concerto in B-flat, the second movement, Tobias Koch, along with the Academy of Cologne, and before it, Stanley Myers' Cavatina. We heard guitarist Craig Ogden with the lyric strings. Bill Overton on Classic FM, April 16th today. Have I been saying the 15th? I think I was earlier, wasn't it? April 16th. I do get confused with my days during the week, got to be honest with you. In your Culture Club's Derf, you're celebrating your birthday. The journalist and presenter Joan Bakewell, 92. The Blue Velvet singer, Bobby Vinton, is 90. Little Jimmy Osmond, they called him. He's 62 now. Martin Lawrence, the Bad Boys actor, turning 60. And Claire Foy, the Crown and Wolf Hall, her big ones. She's at 41. Many happy returns to them. You too as well, if you're celebrating today. For you, it's Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, second movement, the Scottish Ensemble we just heard. I don't know if you're out and about or moving places for the long Easter weekend, but now would be a great time, if you haven't yet, to download the Global Player app. That way you can carry Classic FM around with you. If you're listening to the countdown from Friday through to Monday, then you don't need to miss any of it either. So you can do that by going to your usual app supplier. Global Player is what you're looking for. Bill Overton on Classic FM, finding our feet between now and four ahead of Lucy Coward getting in with a Delib ballet. Before that, two for sleepier heads. We'll hear Barber's Adagio in just a minute.
Classic FM.
Check your retirement savings are on track with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Keeping your smile healthy. At Darwood and Tanner, it's our sole purpose and absolute obsession. Whether you're missing a single tooth or many teeth, our streamlined patient journey, world-class dental practitioners, and advanced implant technology will get you smiling again quicker, more comfortably, and in the least invasive way. Darwood and Tanner. For our most comprehensive, tailored, and complete dental implant treatment, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Lotto's big Easter bank holiday jackpot isn't just any jackpot. It's big. Like, big, big. Like, big! Sorry. £15 million must be won this Saturday. Lotto from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Patrick Hawes conducting his own Quanta Qualia, the English Chamber Orchestra and Conventus there with the soprano Janet Coxwell. And before it, Barber's Adagio for Strings, we heard the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, Bill Overton on Classic FM. Anne's in Humberside, she is on to me about it being the 16th of April, not the 15th. Well spotted. Was not up and dancing to the Marquez Libres, but was yesterday when Dan played it. Signing off Anne as an Alid fan, as we all are. Anne, thanks for getting in touch. Windy and wet Wednesday on the way, temperature-wise 17, sunshine later in the day. Look forward to that. My one for the road this morning, if you're behind the wheel already or just about to be, by Delib. His ballet based on E.T.A. Hoffman's folktale, The Sandman. But no one's sleeping after this. From Coppelia, Act One. Shardas from Coppelia. Lucy Cowd has just skipped in to that. I'm Bill Overton. Thanks for listening. Last few hours. I'll catch you very first thing tomorrow if you're up. Have a lovely day.
Classic FM.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Talks between the Unite Union representing striking bin workers and Birmingham City Council are expected to resume today after they rejected a pay deal earlier this week. Hundreds of workers have kept strike action going for more than a month. Bin lorries are now leaving depots each morning, though. Craig Cooper from the council describes the steps they've been taking to clean up.
About 120 vehicles a day are getting out. We're clearing fly tipping sites and over the last 10 days, we've lifted about 17,000 tonnes from the streets.
The US vice president claims there's a good chance a trade deal can be reached with the UK following Donald Trump's tariffs. JD Vance says Britain's lower deficit gives it an advantage, as does the president's love of the royal family. Campaigners claim water companies in England recorded nearly 2,500 pollution incidents last year. That's more than double the target set by the Environment Agency. Water UK says companies are investing £12 billion to almost halve spills from storm overflows by 2030. Figures out this morning are expected to show UK inflation eased back in March. Economists are predicting it will come in at 2.7%, down slightly from 2.8% in February. And Aston Villa have won the second leg of their Champions League quarter-final 3-2 at home to Paris Saint-Germain, but go out 5-4 on aggregate. Barcelona have gone through 5-3 overall, following a 3-1 defeat to Borussia Dortmund. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And it's Lucy Coward here, kicking off your Wednesday morning with a slice of